Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, July 26, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden's approval rating drops. Ratings crash for the Olympics. The Cleveland Indians changed their name to promote inclusion. 98% of donations from Oregon's biggest public universities go to Democrats. George Soros sends major dollars to organizations working to defund the police. Also ahead, the threat from critical race theory. But first, new poll from Gallup. Not good news for Joe Biden. President's approval rating falling to a new low of 50%, down 6 points from June. The drop comes amidst growing fears about inflation, rising crime, new cases of COVID, and a slowing vaccination rate. The Olympic Games in Tokyo, drawing less than 17 million viewers in the USA, a 33-year-old low. Opening ceremonies began Friday in an empty arena as angry residents protested outside. They don't want the Games. They're afraid of COVID. The Tokyo audience declined 37% from 2016, when 26 million people watched the opening spectacle in Rio. 41 million tuned in to the festivities in London 4 years earlier. Interest in these Olympics is low. Cleveland's baseball team dropping the title Indians beginning next year. They will now be known as the Cleveland Guardians. Owners announced the decision with a two-minute video narrated by Tom Hanks. The franchise started in 1901 as the Cleveland Bluebirds, renamed the Indians in 1915. Why are the Indians being shut out? Political correctness, the scourge of this country. Report from the Oregon Association of Scholars says 98% of donations at the state's three largest public colleges were given to progressive politicians. Last year, Democrats collected $560,000 from faculty and staff at the University of Oregon, Oregon State, and Portland State. By comparison, Republican candidates received $15,000. Far-left billionaire George Soros giving $1 million to a group supporting defund the police. Soros sent the cash to the Color of Change Political Action Committee. This crew is radical and despises American police officers. So does Soros, apparently. In a moment, another far-left threat. Critical race theory. Right back.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I am critical of critical race theory. As an American adult who still has the protection of freedom of thought, I can ignore CRT if I want to, and I do, because it is largely destructive blather. But millions of American children cannot ignore it, and that is a catastrophe. As you may know, a number of school districts are allowing this progressive view of the United States to be taught to undeveloped minds. You do not have critical thinking skills at 6 years old. Therefore, you can file much of the critical race theory lesson plan under indoctrination. Essentially, the theory seeks to marginalize white Americans because selected ancestors persecuted minorities. That did happen. So the CRT zealots are now demanding contemporary sanctions for past behavior, such as all of us admitting the USA was founded and still promotes racism against blacks. If you reject that premise, well, you are a racist. Once you cop to CRT, then come the programs for penance. They can range from cash payments directly to minority Americans, all the way to preferential treatment by the government for certain groups. That's called equity. And there's more. The CRT advocates want to destroy many American traditions, including capitalism and due process in legal situations. Simultaneously, they would create a vast central government to enforce anti-racist behavior, which is whatever the totalitarians say it is. My question is simple because I am a simple man. Has there ever been a more dangerous theory promoted by some politicians and corporate moguls? The answer is no, in case you're thinking it over. History clearly demonstrates villainy. It happened everywhere on the planet. That's what evil is all about. For example, if present judgment were based on past misdeeds, every single religion on earth would be banned. No country could be considered noble. Decent people should not want to burden any child with historical sins. No responsible teacher should divide students along skin color lines. Yet that is happening. Boston University, my alma mater, has hired Ibram X. Kendi, the high priest of racial division, to head up an activist program under BU's name. Thousands of other colleges are instituting policies solely based on skin color. But it is in the elementary schools where irreparable harm is being done. The kids will not quickly forget the pernicious propaganda being forced on them. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And also, you might consider my new book, Killing the Mob. It's a big bestseller. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. This week in 1974, the House Judiciary Committee officially recommended President Richard Nixon be impeached and removed from office. The proceedings resulted from a series of political scandals associated with Watergate. Here's how it all went down. 2 years earlier, 1972, a group of men were arrested at the Watergate Hotel complex in Washington for breaking in to the Democratic Party's national headquarters. The suspects all had ties to the White House. President Nixon denied any involvement with the crime, but several of his staff members were eventually implicated and forced to resign. In July 1973, members of Nixon's inner circle revealed the existence of secretly taped conversations between the president and his senior aides. Nixon refused to release the audio of those talks on the grounds of executive privilege, but a judge later commanded him to turn over the tapes. The White House eventually provided some, but not all, of the material, including one tape that was intentionally erased. In May 1974, the House began impeachment hearings against Nixon. On July 27, the first article of impeachment against the president was passed for violating his oath to protect the Constitution. Two more articles, abuse of power, contempt of Congress, were approved on July 29th and 30th. 1 week later, the White House complied with an order from the Supreme Court that provided transcripts of the missing audio. The new evidence clearly showed Richard Nixon was involved in trying to cover up the Watergate break-in. On August 8, 1974, President Nixon announced his resignation, becoming the first sitting president to quit. And here's something else you might not know. It was another kind of tape that actually brought Richard Nixon down. The burglars at the Watergate Hotel used duct tape to hold open the doors at the DNC headquarters. One sharp-eyed security guard noticed the tape and called the cops. The rest, as they say, is history. Back after this.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.